Sundowns will beat the hell of Cape Town City and Benny's stink attitude.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkewe and this is the weekend special. We're taking a look at the fixtures taking place this weekend, and we're also giving you an idea of what happened throughout the transfer window, the major signings. I'm very happy to welcome you back to our match day special, which focuses on matches that play over a weekend. And we certainly thank you for your opinions. We asked you a simple question on Facebook on voice note, and there was a massive response on voice notes and on Facebook. We thank you very much for that. We asked whether or not if Sundowns beat Cape Town City this weekend, would it mean that they would win the league? Something to that effect. And you guys have responded. When we're also speaking to a major Sundowns fan, he's known as Mzegezege, he's always rocking a mask when he's at the stadium. We'll speak to him to find out from him if he thinks the same. We'll also talk about the fixtures that are coming up in this weekend, and also taking a look at the log so far in the table. We welcome you to the show and we hope you enjoy it.
Hola, Lelau's talking here. I don't think City can put a threat on Sundowns, because Sundowns already got away with it. You can see the way Sundowns play. They are really going to win PSA title. No turning back. Thank you, bye.
Mamelodi Sundowns victory against Cape Town City, if it will happen, it will not make them the title winners of this season. This season, surely, I'm 100% sure, will be decided on the last day, and the last game, the 30th game. Same as the same league when Orlando Pirates were crowned champion on the last day, when the league title contenders was Ajax and Swallows and Pirates. This league will go exactly the same way. The victory for Sundowns against City will just make them open a gap a little bit, but not the winners of the title, because they will play another teams. Who knows? Who do teams like Maritzburg United? They can get a draw or can get a lose. And those underrated teams like Platinum Stars, Ajax, it's hard to play those teams because they are fighting for their lives. You see, so this league will not be decided tomorrow or any other day. It will be decided on the last game of the league.
Well, it was quite a memorable transfer window that we've had recently, that was recently closed. A lot of teams buying players that they needed. Surprisingly, Kaizer Chiefs splashed out the cash for the first time in a while, buying players, and their fans were very happy about that. Who's to say that the reason why they are now top of the log, one of the teams top of the table, is because of these new players? We've already seen one of those signings, Castro, scoring a goal. Njangas hasn't made an impact so far, and Matlasela is injured. Those are the major players that Kaizer Chiefs have signed this transfer window. And sadly for some Kaizer Chiefs fans, Lorenzo Coutinho has left only for loan though, to sell to Celtic, and William Twala was loaned out to Maritzburg United as well. Taking a look at the log leaders, Mamelodi Sundowns, they managed to get the signing of Jeremy Brockie, Gaston Serino and Obring Goma, who are the major players, or the major players that they managed to sign. Of course, they have other players that they signed besides these guys, and Mukhagolo Dingele was one of the big names that left Mamelodi Sundowns. He left for SuperSport United. Orlando Pirates was with the big three teams was one of the disappointing ones in comparison with the big teams. They managed to sign Augustine Mulenga, who was the top goal scorer in Zambia, and Kolani Mlambo from Bidvest Wits, Diamond Topola from Chippa United, who was also a captain there at some point last season, and a player that was loaned out who said he was very happy that he made that move was Riyad Noruddin from Orlando Pirates. Remember that he was a rising star from Ajax Cape Town. He was loaned out from Orlando Pirates to struggling Platinum Stars, and he made mention of the fact that he's elated with that move because he needs more game time. Other notable signings include Linda Mtambo from Jombo Cosmos to Chippa United. He's already scored a brace in his debut for Chippa United. He looks a good signing. He's a very good player. SuperSport United made a major coup after losing Jeremy Brockie to Mamelodi Sundowns. They quickly snapped Evans Rusike from Maritzburg United. That is another major signing. And Ajax Cape Town have some mouthful signings for me, in my opinion. Tendai Ndoro will definitely help them. climb from bottom of the log, he's already made an impact, even though he's been on the news lately for the wrong reasons of being playing for three different teams in one season, which is apparently unlawful according to FIFA laws. Yannick Zakri was loaned from Mamelodi Sundowns to AEX Cape Town. That is another mouth-watering signing for AEX Cape Town. He's already scored two goals for them against Orlando Pirates. And Themba Zwane from Mamelodi Sundowns, the same to AEX Cape Town, was impressive on the right. He will add the experience to the AEX Cape Town team that needs experience. And those were the signings that were major in the recent January transfer window. Other teams signed other players, but those are the best of the best. And now let's listen to some more of your voice notes.
I saw Kaladuma, and no ways. Daddy, no ways. Me, no ways. Look, Sundowns, regardless how Pirates messed up last night, I am telling you, I am assuring you, there's a lot that's gonna, okay, say the last 7-8 games of the season between Pirates and Sundowns. But it has to be Bakayoko taking the season this year. For some reason, I just feel the gods of football and Pirates side, they said last night's performance was just football not having their form. And we both know PSL is so unfortunate. Bonafella next week, Pirates will get its revenge on the Nedbank Cup. Thank you.
Hi guys, I think Sundowns will win the game on Friday, and I think they will win the league coming the end of the season.
No, it's obvious that Cape Town City today, Cape Town City will win, and Cape Town City will take a straight win. No, my heart is on Cape Town City. Cape Town City will do it today. Cape Town City will win again against Sundowns.
I'm now speaking to one of the biggest fans of Mamelodi Sundowns. He's told me offline about the history of the club and when he started following them. He's known as Mzegezege, and we know that he's knowledgeable about the game. I'm very happy to speak to him. Thank you very much for your time. Let's get into it. Oh, so uthi wena ngokunoko kwakho iSundowns ayizukusho ukuthi may winile lana iwini le league.
Cha. Phela angisho uyazi ukuthi thina sibantu be experience, bantu be star. So siyalwazi uhlelo ukuthi uma ufuna ukuwina i-league kumele uhlanganise ini nani.
So uma ngabe mhlambe uma ngabe i-gap phakathi kwakho no Cape Town City u 7 points njengoba ngikhuluma kanje, ngiyazi ukuthi Cape Town City kuyi number 2 njengoba sikhuluma. Uma ngabe mhlambe i-gap phakathi kwakho no Cape Town City kusele imidlalo o 10 u 7 points, lokho akusho ukuthi mhlambe senisondele entanjeni.
Sikasondeli, ngingasho ngithi kodwa sesiyanukelelwa ukuyofika eKhanana. Ngoba uma ungahle uthi uyabheka, iCape Town City iyahlukumeza esikhathini esiningi. So manje uyabona, kufana nokuthi today siyodlala ne-Hood team, kumele si-breakene record labo lokuthi bona sebayazi ukuthi kithi bangama-walk over, uyabo.
Njengoba ke ukhuluma nge-record lelo lokuthi anizange nibashaye so far, yiba banishayayo last season, benze i-double nakule season banishayile kumdlalo wokuqala. Ingaba lokho kusho ukuthi ke niyayesaba mhlambe or niyayihlonipha indlela enizodlala ngayo?
No, asihloniphi, asisabi. Uyazi into ekhona manje ukuthi indoda uma ishaye ngo-right aphinde akushaye ngo-left, kumele wena uyishaye straight-ke manje. So la bantu sesisiza sibaplanele ngoba siyayibona iKhanana naya. So yiko manje ukuthi noma masibashaya thina asikayiwini i-league. I-league sizayiwina masifanelwe ngamagame amathathu or amagame awu-4. Yilapho singakutshela khona sithi hayi i-league sesayithatha. Okwamanje isaseyinde indlela ngoba ngikhona siyodlala salelwa ngamagame ayi-11.
Alright, phambi kokuthi-ke ngikuyekele, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho. Ubroki, uGaston Serinho, uBringoma, lamajita angenayo kwi-squad njengamanje ajoyinile, ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe ayongeza i-quality ye-team? Ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe angasiza ukuthi nihambe ni-Africa niyowina lapha?
We have the angisho njengoba ngike ngasho nasekuqaleni ngathi thina abantu esine star. Uyabona le ligama ejezeli ne star. Kumele uhloniphe kakhulu. Ngoba noma uma usayina, awusayini abantu abangama free agent. Sisayina umuntu obonayo ukuthi lo muntu usene contract le team ine plan naye. That is why onke ama player esiwasayinayo afike angene chip. Lapha kumamelo tsanda asina ukuthi hayi lona uzohlala ebench asisayini iwoma bench
ngikuzwa kahle baba ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho le inkulumo leso
yebo uyabona nalena noma masesuka siyolanda ama player lena ku South America silanda iquality asilandi iquantity
Sikuzwa kahle baba siyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho ne
Hayi kubonga mina ngithi amasandawana bangayiyekeli lento esiyenzayo ngaso sonke isikhathi e-stadium kuhle kumnandi kubi sifulele ingoma ngoba thina so number 12 e-grounding
Alright siyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho
Bonga mina
Hi everyone this is Miso Mkhonza from Mazimtoti Sundowns beating Cape Town City won't guarantee them the title so I think it's still early days for them to be considered as favorites since there's about 10 more games 30 points up for grabs and I don't think each game they're gonna win so it's still early we can't consider them favorites yet there are still some teams on the lower pecking order who might just come up
taking a quick look now at the top 5 in the PSL Mamelodi Sundowns after 19 games have 35 points after 19 games Cape Town City are at 31 points KZN Chiefs and Orlando Pirates are both at 30 points KZN Chiefs with 19 games and Orlando Pirates playing 20 games and number 5 surprise surprise or unsurprisingly Free State Stars are at number 5 from 19 games with 29 points only 6 points away from Mamelodi Sundowns that is quite impressive and Ajax Cape Town from 20 that's number 15 from 20 games they have 20 points accruing a point per game a good win for them against Mamelodi against Orlando Pirates midweek and Platinum Stars being the whipping boys of the league being at number 16 from 19 games they have only 15 points Well, in the fixtures coming up this weekend, Cape Town City, of course, that is the major fixture, are taking on Mamelodi Sundowns. That is the top of the table clash. And that is on Friday at 8 p.m. at the Cape Town Stadium. On Saturday, quite a few fixtures. SuperSport United are hosting Bloemfontein Celtic. Baroka travel to Free State Stars. Kaizer Chiefs, a big one again. Top of the table, trying to climb top of the table. Playing against bottom of the table, Bidvest who are in the ascendancy somewhat. Bidvest being the host there. And the last two matches on Saturday will be Orlando Pirates hosting Maritzburg United and AmaZulu hosting Golden Arrows. And then on Sunday, Polokwane City will host Cape Town. And Chippa United hosting Platinum Stars who are currently struggling. And now let's listen to more of your voice notes.
If Sundowns can beat Cape Town City, they really stand a good chance. But then they lack consistency. I don't think it is a right time to tell whether the league is gone or it's not. There's still a lot of competition. It's hard to predict, so I don't think Sundowns win over Cape Town City means anything? Yes.
Sokalatu. Yeah, I think it's difficult, ne? It's that time of Bin Makat making history by beating Umhlekazi uBitso Mosimane. Mr. Bitso, you know that is always be a vibe. I think will be a interested game between them and Keep down because you know Keep down City we can't just wait there and everything happening in the lock we'll keep fighting as Kaizer Chiefs is there and Orlando Pirates here have a sleep yesterday but yeah you just not forget Bucks will bounce back and I think it's time to show Benny McCarthy is there in the between of big three teams Chiefs, Sundowns, Pirates, but is involved, never lost focus, is always there. And then you want to show us that, yeah, Cape Town City is one of the big teams now. You must accept or we don't, but it's still there. They want to play the football. They want to do everything. It is Ismail Babalom Kichima, I think, Cape Town City will take the win all the 3 points and will make easy for us, will making easy for Sundowns, they making easy for them. Because if sometimes we take a 3 points, the league is gone. Yeah, no one will catch Sundowns now. They really know that thing. So they will go in there and fight for everything.
We thank you very much for listening. It was quite a tease to what we'll be doing in the coming weeks, and we'll always be focusing on the main action that will be upcoming every weekend. We hope you enjoyed the matches. I am Gulule Gonkewu, and thank you very much for your time.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.